from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster that has an old school raincoat so close he can touch it. And that's what helps keeps my creaky dulcets so absorb. I wonder what would a raincoat say that's listened over almost 700 episodes of Sleep With Me be recorded. Oh, and now I know the raincoat just sighed for the first time, though, by the way. Before that, it was rolling its eyes. And who or whom makes raincoat's eyes roll other than the grain creator? And what am I talking about? No idea, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And if I could have your attention for a few short minutes while we talk about who supports tonight's show. And if you're wondering that tomorrow, when your hand hits the fridge, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Get over there while you drink your coffee. Thanks. Hey, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping Media Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box, straight straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Hey, everybody, I want to do a little bit of a friendly competition here. You know, one huge way to help the show is to spread the word and ask people to actually subscribe in Apple Podcasts or whatever app, Google Podcasts or whatever app they choose to subscribe in, Spotify or whatever. And I wanted to just like make a friendly competition. That's a huge way to support the show, is just to let people know and say, hey, check out this podcast, subscribe to it. And right now, Australia, Iceland, Malta, and New Zealand are where the show is growing most. So thanks to everybody in Australia, New Zealand, Iceland, and Malta. Holy mackerel. And I'd like to see, we'll do this for the rest of the summer. And then as we did when Sweden took the title a couple of years ago, I'll figure out something fun to do. So any other country in the world, you know, you start spreading the word wherever you are. And we'll see it reflected. And, you know, keep up the good work there, Malta, Iceland, Sweden, and New Zealand. Thank you. Great way to help the show. And let's see how it goes. Thanks, everybody. And tonight's episode is also made possible by the hard work of Chris Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who does our theme music and edits episodes. Carl W., the legend who edits episodes. Jonathan Mann is on our lullabies. You can commission a song from him at song.jonathanmann.net for any celebration in your life. Eric and the team at Astound, who do our website, you can go to the bottom of our website and check out Eric and Astound. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer on our artwork. I'm at Dear Scoot on Twitter. If you listen in a podcast app, make sure you're subscribed. I know in Apple Podcasts, only 7 out of 10 of you are subscribed. It's so much easier to listen automatically, subscribe in your podcast app. Make it easier for you. One less step before you go to sleep. And here's a couple of people that do extra steps. The listeners, they support each other on Facebook in a listener-run Facebook group. And I want to thank the moderators over there. Keith and Laura, Stacy and Sarah, Julie and Jennifer. Sleep With Me is also proud to be a part of Night Vale Presents. Check out all the amazing podcasts over at nightvalepresents.com. And I believe that's it. What do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's time, temperature, physical feelings, emotions, thoughts. You stuff you got going on, plans you've made or you're making, planners. Holy cow. I think I probably said this, but not recently. Keep those planners out of bed and planters. I don't know if that'll be something we could talk about, but whatever's keeping me awake, I'd like to take your mind off that. I'd like to distract you. I'm going to attempt to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Maybe I already said that, like thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. I'm going to smooth. Can you feel me? I'm smoothing. What is it? Is that? I thought I was going to say clouder clockwise. That was actually, what was that? That was another pseudonym. Clouder clockwise. I think that was in the erotic knack fiction. Never mind. But my hand is moving in a clockwise direction. As I smooth this safe place out, I pat it. I guess I was rubbing it. Rub it, pat it, smooth it, rub it, pat it down, safe place. And trying to set where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to send my, I'm going to use creaky dulcet tones, mixed up mix-ups. He's so mixed up, his mix-ups are mixed up. Yeah, I don't just mix my metaphors. They're overmixed. Maybe we could talk about that when you're making stuff. What do you call it? When your cream breaks? Boy, I think that's what it is. You broke the cream. They said that the doctor said that on my arrival date. And they said, what? And he said, one day. He goes, I just had a vision. They called me the cream breaker. You know, that was also when I attempted to become a breakdancer. I was trying to do a breakdance to Cream with beats, but I didn't know what I was doing. So maybe we'll get back to that. I don't know. So what was I saying? Oh, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders. If you're new, you've probably already realized this podcast is a little bit different. I'm here to help. It does not work for everybody. So I'm sorry if it doesn't work for you or it's not your taste. But give it a few tries. Most people that regularly listen, which is a lot of people, and a lot of people give me feedback. They say, yeah, it took two or three times. Then it started, I realized it would never make sense. You broke the cream that kept me awake. And I said, there you go. You got those planners and the planners out of your bed. Somehow you never got that memo. You have a planner in your bed, but you didn't get my memo that said no planners in bed. Probably a sneaky planner. So give it a few tries. Now, if you're new, structurally, here's what to expect. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. Then we have an intro. Intros are around 12 minutes or so of me rambling senselessly. Kind of, but I do try to tell you how what the show is going to be about, make you comfortable, and then create a metaphor for how the podcast works. Right now, I have I'm over metaphored, over metaphor overstocks, or maybe I just have parts. What are those called? B-roll or something? Metaphoric B-roll. None of this is even makes sense. I'm just trying. But so there's an intro where I explain what the podcast is. It's about 12 minutes, a show within a show. Some people sleep to it. Some people skip it. But most people, they use it as a part of their bedtime wind down routine. You know, as they get teeth brushed, pets in bed or wherever their pets are going to be bedding down. You know, you get your bedding arranged, you get in, all that stuff while the podcast plays, if you wish. So you could, that's the intro. Then tonight we'll have a bedtime story, and it'll take place in the clouds, and it'll also be a dual-usage bedtime story. If you want to listen when you're in the clouds, you'll also be able to do that. And then at the end of the show, we'll have some thank yous in between the intro and the... what is that called? The story portion is some business or sponsors. You can always find that kind of stuff at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. So if you need that, so that's the structure of the show. Also, if you're new, you don't need to listen, which I think you may have realized already. You can kind of listen, but if you need to, you can totally listen. I'll be here, and the show's about an hour. And you're also under no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here the whole time to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep. A friendly presence, and it's really what the podcast is attempting to do, is give a friendly presence. I wish I had actual presence I could deliver that were friendly and sleepy. I mean, I guess a friendly presence would show up early. I mean, I can't do this. I wish I could. And say, well, okay, I see you have two different planters in your bed and some planters. I say, let's keep these planters near the bed because, you know, it's nice having a planter too. By the way, regular listeners checking in, the plant that I talked about a few months ago, that one is still going. And actually, I think it was one plant, and now it's in two different planters. So now it's two plants. But it really was two plants. It was just in one pot when I got it. So that's good news. And that's nice to have by your bed, a planter. I guess that's called a pot. A planter would be like on a windowsill or something. But I would come out and do that for you. Maybe water them, maybe not. Or definitely talk to your plants. That's kind of what I'm doing now. You're doing a great job. that CO2 and all that stuff. Holy chlorophyll. That's what I said when I saw you. I felt my chlorophyll leap up. And I said, is that my heart or my chlorophyll? Because now I know how a chloroplast feels. I don't know. What can I say? But, I don't know if my pistols are pitter-pattering. Is that me or is that my pistols pitter-pattering? Or palpitating pistols. A hubba hubba. Sorry, I didn't mean to take... Sorry, that was just that was to make your plant laugh. Sorry about that plant. It was just goofing around. Lowest common... it wouldn't be like what is lowest common root system, in this book. Okay, so... Oh, and then I'll get the planters out of your bed. I don't know if you use it, what kind you use, one of those ones with just the dots, or you have one of those ones you get at the mall, or a panda. I have a panda planter. Not that that's an endorsement. Not that it's not an endorsement either. Here's the thing. It's a one-year planter. I've had it for well over a year, so I'm an inconsistent user. But I try to keep that away from my bed. Not only because I say, I don't want to bump into it. It does have rounded corners. What is it? And it's leathery. But it's it's bookish. So let's get that out of the bed. Let's get you comfortable. Let's get you in there. And remember, I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company if you can't sleep. But if you can, you could listen as long as you want, and you can drift off. Tonight we'll be taking a trip into the sky and talking to the cloud tower, who keeps an eye on the sky, and just listening in to the cloud tower, talking to everybody doing transit up there in the clouds. Maybe we'll even have a visit from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And all you have to do is kick back and kind of listen. If you're a regular listener, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad... this podcast can help you, keep you company, help you through hard times. And I don't know if I said this a while in the intro, the real mission of the podcast, it's great that the podcast can help you sleep and be rested, and that your life could be more manageable. I really feel like you deserve all those things and being treated with dignity and respect whenever possible. But more than that, the real mission of the podcast is that you can be out there doing well, enjoying your life and flourishing, and having the rest you need to be able to do that, or to be able to set in motion the small steps to make that possible. And so when I say I'm your boyfriend, I take it very seriously. I'm here to help in that, to do my small part in that process, which is to take your mind off stuff, to keep you company, and to be here for you. And I know a lot of you are there for me too, and I appreciate that symbiotic relationship. And it's an honor to assist, because as I said, I've been there. I've been there tossing, I've been there turning, been there thinking, been there mind racing, been there waking and wondering, all those things, getting in, getting out, when you drink too much close to bedtime, I say, what in the heck? Or even debating that, I say, I think I can last. They say, quiet down. The bladder says, hey, just how about a break here? And I say, I'm comfy and cozy. Well, I woke you up for a reason, bub. And they say, listen, bladder, we can just sleep through this one. And then sometimes it'll work. I say, yeah, you know what? You're right. Let's go back to sleep. Other times I say, nah. Or other times you'll be like, okay, let's take care of this. And you say, hey, by the way, what do you think about this stuff? Well, I'm here to help with whatever process or if any of those parts make sense. I'm here to kind of be your friend, to help you. You can listen, and ideally I slip through your fingers. I hold your attention for a few minutes, and then you drift off into dreamland. But if you can't, I'm here. I'm your boar bud to keep you company, maybe put a mild smile on your face. And as long as you need it, back-to-back-to-back episodes, if that's what you wish. And in turn, I really do appreciate the time if you're new, that you've even listened to this show and given it a shot and gone this far, I hope it helps you. Give it a few tries, like I said. And those of you that are here week after week and supporting the show and spreading the word, holy cow, on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and at the shopping markets and libraries and schools and all that, thank you so much. I really hope I can in turn keep helping you. I really appreciate the support. And those of you that are new, I really appreciate you coming by. And for all of you, I work very hard, I strive, and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Hey, everybody, it's time for kind of a trending random style episode, and this is going to be a new style, kind of something new we've never done before, but on a topic or a related thing. We did one episode maybe like 300 or 400 episodes ago, and that's kind of for people that don't enjoy going up in the sky in a seat. I'll try to use as broad a language as I can. And so the trouble with the making the podcast to put you to sleep is that's the primary goal. It's a podcast to put you to sleep. And I know a lot of people listen when they're traveling and, you know, to sleep on those seats in the air or when you arrive somewhere to deal with jet lag or, you know, you're just away from home and you're trying to find a good way to sleep. Those are all great uses of the podcast. But I do know a lot of people just need some chill time, right? They say, hey, Scoots, I know a lot of listeners listen in traffic or when they're having a stressful day. And I know being up there can, for a lot of people, especially the beginning and the end, can be not that great. So here's a couple of things. One, if you're a patron, you'll be able to get the story only episode of this, a version of this. But if you don't deal well with that stuff in the air, go ahead and email me. Just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com and you can get me through the website and I'll send you like an MP3 of this, just the story part that you could use. You'd have to figure out the MP3 part, but I'm sure you could do that because with Dropbox and Google Drive and stuff, it'll be easy. But so this episode is for everybody, but with a particular focus on those people in those seats. To take your mind off of stuff or, you know, as you're getting in bed. So without further ado, I'm going to set up this new episode. It's going to be a new style, and we'll see how it goes. Okay, settle in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary, everyone here. I'm going to be calling in to a big cloud tower. And turning things over to them, but get comfortable, lean back, you're here, you're with me, we're going to be in the hands of Cloud Tower and monitoring all of everyone who is with you, not just all of us here, settling into our seats. Feeling the seat against your bottom and your back, feeling your elbows wherever they might be. Your hands, you could clasp them for another level of saying, hey, you could take some breaths. They don't have to be deep, but they could be shallow. And a reminder that, whatever you're feeling right now, there's people that can relate to it. Probably people whether right here close to you or not that far away, maybe feeling something similar. And that it's okay to feel that way as you also again feel your seat supporting you. And you listen to my voice as you settle in a little bit deeper here. And we're friendly. We all are going to be talking to the big cloudy tower who directs us all as we traverse things and keep an eye on everything. So cloudy tower, turning it over to you. Cloud Tower here. I want a spread of six bread spreads over to the 150 Alpha. That's Alpha 15 November. Full of respect and space for those six bedspreads. Beautiful, beautiful bedspreads. They said they prefer to be called bedspreads and not duvets. And the duvet covers there. They are going to be, they don't have duvet covers. Cloud Tower. This is Puffy 46. I had a few facts that I'd forgotten. Cloud Tower. Want to go over Harley on the Alpha Bridge. I'm hoping to catch myself in the arms of Morpheus at Alpha 13. Hotel Wright, that hotel in the arms of Morpheus, which is actually built in the arms of Morpheus, 70159er. Go ahead, Cloud Tower. Okay, Puffy 46, go ahead, and Morpheus's arms are open. Morpheus has, you're going to see it there, again, Alpha 36 Bravo. I want you to double back and go around Morpheus's head so you can once again see the big smile. And yeah, Morpheus looks like they are on a cloud, in from a cloud, with arms of puffy, puffy clouds, open to embrace you. But what is most comforting is that big smile on Morpheus's face. When you can see that big smile, come back to me, Puffy One. Yeah, this is Puffy. It's 4-6, Puffy 4-6. I do see that beautiful face of Morpheus. It's both a grin and a smile. You're right, Cloud Tower. I'm ready to rest, and I got a bunch of people here ready to rest. So we're going to be floating into those arms of embrace. Okay, go ahead, Cloud Tower. Okay, Puffy 4-6. Sorry, I got your name wrong there. My apologies. You know what makes Morpheus happy? Is the selfless act of, I think that's Morpheus did say that, but is of embracing you for your comfort. But I can see that. So go ahead straight into that embrace, Puffy 4-6, have a wonderful night. Okay, this is Puffy 4-6. That's fine. Thank you, Cloud Tower. As soon as we get there, we're going to be all resting. Since they have that new instantaneous hotel room feature, once we go into the arms of Morpheus, the 2220 will be, everyone will be in their own hotel room, shoes off, comforted, and ready for rest over. Okay, thank you. But go ahead. I'm seeing you're hearing someone else out the air. Yeah, Cloud Tower, this is Peter Pumpkin Eater. I'm up here, I'm floating around, and looking for instructions. Okay, Peter Pumpkin Eater, all bets are off because I didn't expect you to see here, but I've got everything and everybody, and I'm ready for you to taxi you where you belong. I wanted you to go straight ahead, Peter Pumpkin Eater, you're looking great. And believe it or not, if you're going to, you're going to do a November 2, 7, 3, 5, and then take a November U. And once you do that, you're going to go through those top clouds there. And let me know what you see when you're there. Peter, Peter, Pumpkin Eater. Thank you, Cloud Tower. I'm heading through the clouds now. And I can almost smell pumpkin pie spice, so I've got a good feeling about this. I think Jack and his beanstalks were here before me. Cloud Tower, I'm coming through the clouds right now. What should I be ready for? Well, thanks, Peter, Peter, Pumpkin Eater. You should be ready for a heavy fields of pumpkins. Yes, Jack and the beanstalk did expand up here. And this is known as the Great Pumpkin Fields of Busar. And you're going to go, and what you're going to do is continue 122.3. And you're going to get behind that, which is Jack's best friend, Jill, who actually is Jack and Jill. Anyway, you're going to get behind Jill there. She's in a pale fly, P-A-I-L, it's tin. When you locate her, proceed behind her at a comfortable distance. Peter, Peter, Pumpkin Eater, Cloud Tower out. Thanks, Cloud Tower. Cloud Tower, I do see Jill. I'm going to proceed to her. I see her going in. I feel some sustaining energy from pumpkins that I'll soon be eating and also decorating. Also maybe doing some pumpkin seed drying. Maybe doing some pumpkin seeding if I see my friend Jack. Maybe I'll ask Jill if I could borrow her pails. I see her going in to Cloud Tower. What should I be ready for? All right, that's great, Peter, Peter, Pumpkin Eater. Alpha, Alpha, 1-8 November. You're going to see a little dancing figure, and that's the entrance to the pumpkin fields with the hayride for later. But I want you to take, you're going to see a sign that says, Dorf is great. And then you're going to go at 439 and Tanaka, and you're going to land there, and you'll see Jill, and you'll see your friend, both Jacks, and you have a wonderful day. And when you get there, you could just talk to Dorf for where you should park. Thank you, Peter, Peter, Pumpkin Eater. Cloud Tower out. Thank you, Cloud Tower. I'll proceed to Dorf. Peter, Peter, Pumpkin Eater out. Hey, Cloud Tower, this is Sucrose Sally, 4-5 Zingo. I need to be told what's next for me. I'm just floating here by. Thanks. I feel like I'm just using time up, and I kind of feel like things are slowed down. I feel great, Cloud Tower, but I wanted to check in with you. Okay, Sucrose Sally, great to hear from you. It's been a while. No time for pleasantries here. We got a Kanza 7 Hattie, and I'm going to have to send you to Alpha 1-1. And then I want you to turn left and then left on March. And what you're going to see there is blue skies and blue skies. And well, let me know when you see that. Just keep monitoring it. Okay, Sucrose Sally, I'll let you know, Cloud Tower. Thank you. Hey, Cloud Tower, this is a Mud Pie Maker calling in. I'm looking for where I go next. You may have heard of me, mud pies, five kinds of muds in one pie. And we're here, we were sent, and we're calling in to you. Okay, Mud Pie, this is a Cloud Tower receiving. I'm going to clear your way straight ahead because just beyond, you're going to see, you are through the clouds there. Okay, so you should be seeing the pumpkin fields, the great pumpkin fields. Not where the great pump, please don't get that mixed up. That was not an official statement. I want you to, you're going to go 11.259er. And when you do that, you're going to see the great mud bog that is just on the edge of the pumpkin fields. And we got a big surprise for you because you're just going to go right into that bog mud and then go take it from there. You have full permission as long as you're making mud pies or bathing in mud or playing in mud. I have full permission for you. 079er cloud tower ounce. All right, thanks, Cloud Tower. I will make the best of it. I'll be muddy, and if you want a mud pie, be sure to get a hold of me, because soon they'll have six kinds of mud in one pie. That's great. Sucrose Sally, this is Cloud Tower checking back in with you. Please respond. Thanks, Cloud Tower. Sucrose Sally here. I was wondering, I decided I'd like to pick up some floss. I don't know if there's any place I could pick up any floss. But if you could go ahead and let me know, that'd be great. Yeah, Sucrose Sally, you're not going to believe this. There's a place that used to be called Endicott Shoes that we once heard of, and now it's called Endicott Floss. And they just opened on the top of, it's a flow. Okay, sorry, Sally, this is a new destination for us. So you're going to have to return to your 20.54.19er. And what you're going to see, you should see some bedspreads circling the area. Let me know when you see those bedspreads, Sucrose Sally. Thank you. Okay, Sucrose Sally, I'll let you know when I see that. Thank you, Cloud Tower. Hey, Cloud Tower, this is 55 Suitcases calling in, 55 Suitcases. And we're all together, you know, in one giant suitcase. 55 Suitcases in a giant suitcase. And we were looking for a destination. Cloud Tower, go ahead. All right, 55 Suitcases in one suitcase. I'm going to need you to head southbound. That's what you should be up for. I have, let me clarify something. Are you 55 full suitcases, and are you in search of 55 individual destinations once you arrive? Go ahead, 55 Suitcases. Yes, Cloud Tower, this is 55 Suitcases. We are full of wonderful things, well-worn things that are missed. I mean, I am in charge of the suitcase that we're within. And yes, that's what we're looking for. You almost forgot because I think we just forgot. That's why we're in touch with you, Cloud Tower. Okay, 55 Suitcases. That's great news. I want you to, you're going to head towards another tower. I'm going to turn you over to them. It's reunited, and it feels so good, Tower. We call that tower RJ. And what you're going to do is you're going to have a 2-1 fun time sticker pack, and you're going to put your sticker on your left forearm or your forearm equivalent or whatever you're comfortable putting that sticker on. Go ahead, 55 suitcases. Thank you, Cloud Tower, putting on a sticker on our forearm equivalents, and we're ready to go into the RJ. Just turn us over to RJ. We're sensing reuniting and feeling so good as each of us that has a handle, the familiar hand will wrap around our handle, and we will go to where we were packed. We'll be emptied of our contents, Cloud Tower. with joy. Some things will be more missed than others, but we are united in these suitcases, and all 55 of us are united in this suitcase. And we'll all be happy for everyone who is happy and share in that happiness and bask in that happiness. So looking forward to being turned over to RJ. Thank you, Cloud Tower. All right, thank you. That's great. 55 suitcases, 125 Peter. You can hear the excitement in your voice. And then you're going to go November 41, Bravo. Zebra 45, October. And you'll be right with RJ. Great working with you. And no need to respond back. 55 suitcases. Hey, Cloud Tower, sorry, I know you said no need to respond back. This is 55 suitcases, and we just want to let you know, if you ever need this giant suitcase, or Morpheus does, we'll be gone, but the giant suitcase we're in will be empty, and so we just wanted to check in with you about that, Cloud Tower. Okay, that's great news. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have RJ forward you, once you're emptied, straight to Morpheus, because Morpheus does have a trip scheduled, and that's 49 Tango, so I'm not sure, I don't have my conversion kit for Morphean Vacation set up here, but that's great news. Thanks, 55 Suitcases. Sally Sucrose, just checking back in with you. To see what your status is. Go ahead, Sally Sucrose. Thanks, ma'am. Cloud Tower. I was just listening to that, and actually I need to change my destination because I believe one of those suitcases is mine, and it includes a bunch of things I got when we visited Rock Candy Mountain, so I'm going to redirect. Could you redirect me to RJ Tower, please? That's no problem. I want you to go ahead southbound 152. Then use a pseudonym Glucose Gale when you call RJ Tower. And then they'll know that you're missing your suitcase. And they'll make sure it's not entangled in any other suitcases. And you'll be ready to go. 615-er, 312-er. All the suitcases, something, something, or. Okay, thank you so much. It'll be great working with you. Thank you, Cloud Tower. Okay, this is Cloud Tower. I need everybody listening to know. Just keep checking in with me. I'm trying to work with each person here. I've unbuttoned the top button of my shirt to make sure I'm at my most relaxed right now. I got good news about getting a suitcase for Morpheus, which is probably good. But just try to follow in on what I'm saying. If anyone's named Paddington, you're needed at Paddington Station. That's Cloud Tower out. Hey, Cloud Tower, this is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You might not recognize me because I'm not traveling myself. I'm traveling in a giant sleigh. But I needed a destination, a landing zone. By the way, Cloud Tower, you've never seen a more beautiful cloud tower than you at dusk. Watching the pinks across you, and as the sun will sink below your cloudy horizon, pretty mind-blowing. Thinking about that, it's going to go to the Earth horizon next. Really makes my heart flutter. Thank you, Cloud Tower. Okay, Rudolph, Red Nose Reindeer, great to meet you. Always been a big fan, but I got to get you ready. I believe, according to my paperwork here, that you're here for the Insala Reindeer Games. Just beyond the mud bog, which is good news because it's clear all the way there. It's going to be great. It's going to be all right. I do need you to play some Herb Alpert on your radio, just on your end. I can't have it on my end. And then you're going to go 5, 9, or 9, and let me know when that's playing and you're all set. Thank you, Cloud Tower. This is Rudolph again asking for clarification on the Herb Alpert, whether it matters if I play it on vinyl or not, because I have a Fisher-Price record player here. But it's a gift, but I could play it on that, or we could just play it digitally. Thank you, Cloud Tower. Rudolph, looking for clarification. The Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, Rudolph, that is a dream come true. The only other thing I wish we could hear about someone getting a gift is a Fisher-Price tape recorder with microphone that we've dreamed of, but... I would go ahead and play it however you prefer, but I just think it would sound great on that Fisher-Price record player. So go ahead and do as you wish, and let me know when that's ready. I got another caller coming in, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Cloud Tower out. Hey, Cloud Tower, this is Kangaroo Shoes, special Kangaroo Shoes delivery. Not the Kangaroo sneakers, but these are shoes for kangaroos, but not earthbound kangaroos, but the kind that live in the clouds above the planet Earth. But you could just call us Roo, Roo over. Oh, Rue, we don't rue you here. We're looking forward and we have awareness of your delivery. I'm going to need you to make sure no one's reading any Kindles. I know you wouldn't do that, but we have something where we're having a Kindling shortage and we're waiting for a delivery of that, but we don't rue. Ruru, Cloud Tower, waiting for confirmation on that. Thank you, Cloud Tower. This is Ruru. We are monitoring for Kindle. And here's a strange thing. Because we have all this packaging for kangaroo shoes for kangaroos that live in the clouds above the earth, we do have those all boxed in wooden boxes, and the kangaroo shoes will be removed immediately. I don't know if anyone's monitoring this traffic, but, most earthbound people don't know that the kangaroos that live in the clouds above the earth is what causes thunder. And this isn't just any shoes. These are thunder shoes that we're delivering. That's why they're boxed in wooden boxes. But here's the big news, is that those could be used for kindling once the shoes are removed. So let me know what I should do from here. But we'll be waiting your word. Roo out. Okay, roo, just hold steady. Monitor at Cloud Tower, 9.9. This might be the happiest day I've gone to work in 40 years. Cloud Tower out. Cloud Tower to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. How are things looking on your end? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer here. Herb Alpert is playing. And I'm wondering, Cloud Tower, if you could get a confirmation if any kangaroos are playing in the reindeer games. Since the reindeer games became open to all, in the spirit of reindeer games, we're thinking about calling them from now on. Because I know most kangaroos could outjump me, even with my flying ability. But I've never seen a thundering kangaroo before. And that might just be the happiest day of my life. But Herb Alpert is playing and instruct from there. Over. Okay, Rudolph, this is Cloud Tower. I have a clear thing, so if you just go in over the pumpkin fields and then the mud bog, make sure to blink your nose for the mud bog. It's one of the greatest makers of mud pies, which I hear will be served at the opening events of the Spirit of Reindeer games. And I'll look forward to that, and I'll look forward to seeing if there are kangaroos, thunder kangaroos, at the reindeer games. You have yourself a nice evening, and thank you for the kind words, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Thanks, Cloud Tower. Thank you so much. I'm more than happy to be a reindeer, and I'll be carrying the spirit reindeer, inspired by spirit of reindeer you carry with your work. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, going off air. Okay, Roo, 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 do you read? Please copy. Roo, 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 go ahead, Cloud Tower. We're all ready for our landing. Let us know where we should go after that. We're ready. Okay, Roo, 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 I want you to do a 49er, Alpha Bravo, 1999er, and unload those sneakers, and then I'm going to need you to head over to the Arms of Morpheus Hotel, straight into the Arms of Morpheus, which is a direct Bravo Victor from where you've made your first landing. And all you'll have to do is taxi around that direction. Morpheus will scoop you up and get that kindling from you, and you could head on your way. Thank you so much, Roo, Roo, Roo. Also, if you could ask Thunder Kangaroos if they're participating in the reindeer games, the spirit of reindeer games, that'd be great. Thank you. Have a good day. Cloud Tower out. Cloud Tower, I have someone on my monitor. I can't figure out whom it is. Please let me know. Go ahead. Thank you, Cloud Tower. This is Talon flying. I'm a flying Talon. Looking for anyone soaring who's looking for a Talon. That's all I have to say, Cloud Tower. Okay, Talon, I don't have anything on my schedule. I didn't have you on your schedule, but I guess that's because you're missing, are you missing soaring and, also thermals? Go ahead, Talon, this is Cloud Tower. I'm missing both. I think I was once with a bird named Romeo, wherefore out my thou Romeo is what I'm asking, I guess right now, Cloud Tower. Also, I do love thermals, and being a part of thermal action. Go ahead, Cloud Tower. Okay, thank you, Talon. Cloud Tower putting out a general message. We're looking for a bird named Romeo. We got a Talon here, go ahead. This is the strangest thing. This is 55 suitcases, Cloud Tower. Believe it or not, I'm flying the giant suitcase. We just landed it, though, so I was flying it. This is Romeo. I was flying the flying suitcase because they were looking for somebody that had flying experience. And we're just following the kindling into the arms of Morpheus, and I'll be free and off duty. If I could get permission to get right back in the air, I sense a thermal in my heart that is rising for my missing Talon. Okay, Romeo, 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 there you are, Romeo. Good news, Talon. Talon, please let me know you got that message. Cloud Tower, I hope you don't mind me saying holy mackerel. That's great news. Can't wait to be on the foot of Romeo. And I'll keep flying around the top of Morpheus if no one minds. I don't have a heart, but I can feel the soaring thermals of Romeo's heart, and that makes me feel good. And it makes me even feel better to be able to say, I won't be on eagle's wings, but I will be on an eagle's foot. Thank you, Cloud Tower. Romeo. Thank you, Talon. Go ahead. Who's next? Hey, Cloud Tower, this is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I just wanted to actually give you, I forgot to invite you to the Spirit of Reindeer Games in a VIP fashion. And I'm here getting set up, and I saw all the mud pies, and I learned that the kindling is on its way over here, and we're actually going to be making a new kind of s'more. And so we want to make sure you had an open invite, Cloud Tower, to come over whenever you want. Okay, well, that's great. You know, I don't do any 420s, though, but I'll be looking to try that a regular some more. I don't know if you were talking in code, Rudolph, but, you know, I'm always on duty, and I just reconnected a Talon with it's an eagle. So I'm really looking forward to having something sweet, but I don't know if it can be sweeter than that. Okay, Cloud Tower, I won't distract you anymore, but we'll see you later. Thank you, Rudolph. Okay, go ahead. Who's next? Yeah, thanks, Cloud Tower. This is Parsec from TI-99-4A. I'm actually plugged into a TI-94-94A, and we're playing, so you'll see us. We also have a tube television on us, so we are heavy, and we're not sure what we're doing. So we're just looking for instructions, Cloud Tower. Okay, Parsec, I don't think many people are, while I try to figure out your destination and route you properly, I do have to go over on the radio that TI-99-4A was an early computer from Texas Instruments. A tube television is an older television that older computers and game consoles would be plugged into. And that you took cartridges, and you were around the same time as Atari 2600, and you could also be used as a game console. Do you have two joysticks with you, Parsec? Go ahead. Yeah, this is Parsec. Not only do I have we do have two joysticks, and they're full of joy. They're joysticks full of joy, and they're both named Joy. And that's not a joke. Also, we have the TI-99 clone versions, Munchman and TI-99-4A friends from space. So we have that, but yeah, what else did you need to know from me, Cloud Tower? Okay, Parsec, what we needed to know is about your gameplay, which was a side view, what could be called in today's day and age, you were a side view, side-scrolling, endless runner in space. You were very, your gameplay was very difficult, and also you had many different boards, including asteroids, you know, space stuff, going in, landing things. And you were a beloved game, at least one household we know of. So Parsec, side-scrolling, the OG side-scrolling original runner, at least that we know of on TI-99-4A. And I'm just about pulling up your destination. I got really great news for you. But go ahead, Parsec. Hey, Cloud Tower, just asking a question. I can't hear Herb Alpert music, but I can feel it in my heart. And yeah, that was all correct. Is that possible that I'm feeling that music in my heart? It is. Thank you, Parsec. Yeah, this is Cloud Tower. It is possible. And I do have a destination for you, which is the reindeer games. You're going to head over the pumpkin fields and then over the big bog. Be sure to look at Morpheus, who will be waving at you, but also probably participating later. It's the Spirit of Reindeer games, which sometimes I mistakenly call the reindeer games. And we're all excited. There will be a new version of s'mores, mud pies. And I like reunion. It's going to be a great time, and you're going to have a great time being utilized and for competitive joy. Those joysticks are really going to be happy. So go ahead and 11 99, Puffy City, switch to 41, 41, 41, and just say roo, roo, roo. You could maybe even say sweet pickles, so I never know what that means, and you'll be in reindeer game territory from there. Okay, thanks, Cloud Tower. That is exciting. That is exciting. Thank you so much. All right, this is Cloud Tower. That's great. Who else do I have on the line here? Hi, Cloud Tower. This is Ricky's bike. I'm looking for, I just came into your airspace, and I'm looking for something. Not sure what I'm looking for, but this is Ricky's bike. Over. Okay, Ricky's bike. This is Cloud Tower. It's good to see you. Good to hear from you. You mind if I call you Ricky Boo's bike? Go ahead, Ricky's bike. Over. Okay, Cloud Tower. I'd rather not. Like, I'm a bike that hasn't been ridden by a human in 11 years, Cloud Tower. So I'm a little short of on the nicknames. I just want to get landed and know what's next for me. Okay, this is Cloud Tower. I can respect that, Ricky Spike. We want to get you in. Morpheus has sent a request. Believe it or not, Morpheus has their own bike tune-up shop. They're going to cover you in gallons of washing. They're going to re-lubricate you. They're going to give you a nice scrubbing and shining and waxing. And then we got big plans for you, Ricky's bike. Go ahead, over. Again, Cloud Tower, I appreciate the idea of tuning me up and making me look good. Maybe could put some air in my tires, but I'm really concerned about every bike's dream, which is being ridden. And especially if someone says, whoopee, whoopee, wee, when that's really what I'm dreaming of, Cloud Tower. So I don't know if I'm in the right place for that, but I'm happy to get a tune-up if that's in the cards. And if anyone wants to ride me and put cards in my spokes, that would be even better. Okay, Ricky's bike, this is Cloud Tower. I can confirm you're set for a super deluxe tune-up and joy package, which includes ribbons on the handlebars, a sparkly cover for your seat, a flower-laden basket for your front, not one, but two horns, it looks like a fun license plate from a box of honeycomb cereal that says, good looking and points at you or maybe the person riding the bike. Also, a neon green comb. We're not sure what that's for. Maybe for your, ribbons on your handlebars. And the best part of the news is once you are, I don't know if you could sit down for this, Ricky's bike, but I have big news. So let me know, when you've processed what I've told you and you're ready for the next piece of news. Okay, Cloud Tower. Again, that's all great. And I can see how that would make someone want to ride a bike. But I guess I'm ready for the good news, especially if it involves someone riding my bike over. Okay, Ricky's bike. I guess you can't sit down, but I can give you your destination, which is at Morpheus's tune-up shop. And the reason you're being tuned up at Morpheus's tune-up shop is that Morpheus is going to be riding you to the reindeer games, which are going to start in about 3 or 4 minutes. And since Morpheus is, there's a lot of magic up here in the clouds. So you're going to be ridden by Morpheus to the opening events, the Spirit of the Reindeer Games. So just head right in to that right hip of Morpheus. That's where the bike tune-up shop is, over now from Cloud Tower. Oh, Cloud Tower, you've made my dreams come true, as Hollow Notes once said. Really can't wait. Just want to make sure that, you know, Morpheus can be transposed into something, with proper requirements for riding me, looks like a giant cloud being, over. Oh, sorry about that, Ricky's like, perfectly legitimate question since you haven't been written in a while. But yeah, the Morpheus is a god and a goddess, and it can easily be transposed into anything. So you'll enjoy it no matter what. You'll also get to meet Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and people will be cheering for you being ridden, and not just the rider riding you, if you understand what I'm saying. I do, and my heart is soaring like a talon reunited with an eagle right now. So thank you so much, Cloud Tower. This is Ricky's Bike Out. Cloud Tower, do you read? Yes, this is Cloud Tower. Cloud Tower, this is Morpheus' assistant Scooter. I wanted to get you a message right quick. Cloud Tower, go ahead when you're ready. Okay, this is Cloud Tower. Scooter, aren't you Morpheus's 87th assistant, the assistant to the 86th? Like, you're the 87th assistant, right? You're the assistant to Morpheus's 86th assistant. Yes, that's technically correct. That is correct, but it's just shorter on radio to say that, Cloud Tower. Morpheus's assistant Scooter has a much radio, yes, 87th assistant Scooter calling in with a message for Cloud Tower. Okay, this is Cloud Tower. Just want to clarify that as we're on the official airwaves here. And everyone is so comfy and cozy and relaxing. And we know that you're the assistant with the rusty meanders, the creaky dulcet tones, the faded sleep dust. The one that says, everybody kind of relax, we're here to help. So it's great talking to you. I just wanted to clarify that one thing. Okay, thank you, Cloud Tower. Cloud Tower, I want you to settle in as your shift is coming to a close and listen. Cloud Tower, we need you to just sit in your seat and take a few breaths, and I'll take it from there. Confirm and over, though. Thank you. Okay, this is Cloud Tower. I'm comfortable in my seat, getting seated here, sinking into my seat. I can sense you, Scooter, telling me as I get more comfortable. I can sense my seat is moving, though it feels fixed, and it's really hugging me. I can say the seat has a spirit that says, hey, you're in my arms. It's great. And now I sense I'm headed to the Spirit of Reindeer games. I can see them making the s'mores, which have a chocolate smiley face on it, which must be the special twist. I can see Morpheus riding a bike around a track, waving, and people sleeping in the stands and cheering. Never seen that before. I'm looking at Rudolph and a giant kangaroo with thunder shoes playing Parsec on a TI-99 computer, which looks like an Atari a little bit. I can feel the joy of the joysticks in my heart. But that's also because an eagle and all the talons are circling around. People are walking with suitcases swinging and hugging. I've never seen someone embrace a suitcase with love before at this many at one time. Really humbling to be here where someone is serving mud pies. Sally Sucrose is enjoying a taste of it. And we're all just glad to be together here, sitting, everyone together. Cloud Tower still in the sky. Smile. I see that is another goddess or god. Cloud Tower smiling down at us. saying you're kind of in the arms of Morpheus and Cloud Tower. So comforting, so smooth, just gliding like that talon, reunited with that eagle up above. It's nice. Good night. Just going to do some reviews. Smills78 says, helps a lot, but sometimes it makes me laugh. I don't know if that's on purpose or not, but the pools debate with the letter P in there was fun. Gold medal in the art of rambling. Thanks, Smills. Do you like pina colada? Yeah, it says, try it. I never have to worry if I'll fall asleep anymore. Try it before judging anything. Sketchy TK says, rubbing down that safe place. Such a great podcast. Put it on before I go to sleep. Often helps me get out of my headspace. Calming, soothing. Doesn't work every time, but listen, interesting to listen to if it doesn't. MJ says, love everything about it. Podcast really helps in the deep, dark night and sometimes in the day in traffic. All the positive reviews are real. And the negative reviews are people that are just doesn't work for. I've dealt with anxiety, depression, OCD, and many other difficult things. And I tried everything before I found this. The podcast is the only thing that works, especially you can't fall asleep at all. Listening to TNG or Game of Drones that keeps me, you know, comforted. So thank you. You're my boar hero. Becoming a patron was no brainer. Thank you, MJ. Joy W says, my sleeping pill. Scooter nailed it. He's there for me to keep me company in the deep dark night because he knows how it is to suffer from insomnia. Found the secret. Tells the tale. Tells me a story that was crafted with love so I can drift away in fairyland. Love you, mate. Argentinian living in London. We're worldwide here with the lulls. Dog's mom says, Scooter helps. I have ADHD and anxiety. So trouble falling asleep. Look for Bingo, sleeping podcast. Bingo, hit the jackpot. If you ask me what's about, say, but I fall asleep within the first 10 minutes. Must try. Lots of nice emojis. Sleepless in St. Louis says, so good. It's a job. I never make it to the story part. Love it. Thank you. Lupito says, from Canada, says, found it. I don't know how he does it, but I fall asleep in 15 minutes or less. And it works when you wake up in the middle of the night and need to fall back asleep. You found what you're looking for. Stop reading this review. Pray it, play the thing and fall asleep. SKW did not like the podcast or write anything nice, about it. But Baby J did. They said the intro is everything. Can't say this makes me sleep, but I can say it made me want to pee my pants. I crack up listening. Funny and odd. I love the odd humor. It does relax me, but I don't get bored. Is he watching the TV episodes with subtitles, just repeating and explaining it? So cute. Love it. And I continue to listen. I watch it a bunch of times, Baby J, and take a bunch of notes. So that's some nice reviews over on Apple Podcasts. I'm not sure you can review the podcast anywhere else, but be sure to give us a review if you have a chance. I really appreciate it, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you consume your podcast. Sleep With Me Podcast is a part of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all of the other amazing shows over at nightvalepresents.com. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, or, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in the, at the end of the free show too. But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com, and good night.